This past several weeks, I was drawn again. Matter of fact, I mentioned the verse Wednesday night, but I was drawn again to this passage of Scripture. And again, I just marvel at the Word of God. And but take your Bibles, turn to Psalm 46, Psalm number 46. Psalm 46, and we're going to read several verses there. Before we do that, we're going to pray. And again, thank you, folks, for coming this morning. Father, Lord, we love you. Thank you for the Word of God. And Lord, it's a source of comfort. It's a source of energy. It's a source of power. Lord, it can convert the soul. I mean, it's what a wonderful thing we have in our hands. That's the Word of God. Help us to use it. Lord, help us to read it and to study it and help us to apply it. Lord, just bring it to life this morning and every time that we read it. Lord, thank you for our people. Lord, thank you for their presence here. And Lord, they've came to hear from you. So Lord, speak to them. Speak to their hearts. To all of us, Lord, just give us exactly what we need this morning. Lord, we love you. Thank you for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. And bless how we ask. Bless the Scriptures in Jesus' name. Amen. And look at verse number 1, Psalm 46, verse 1. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river that streams, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come and behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. What a wonderful passage we have here. And again, these words and the Word of God is never dated. It can be used even for our day-to-day. When I see all that is happening in in world current events, you can't help but wonder what the future holds for these folks in Japan. And by the way, it's not just Japan. I was catching the news yesterday briefly, and I heard that airstrikes have been taking place in Libya and so forth. And even in Libya, I thought of our wonderful Haitian family back here, our grandmas. And I remember the terrible time when the situation in Haiti, and again, thousands and thousands of people trapped and dead. I think about that, and I don't know about you, but and for some reason, this last event here in Japan has stuck with me, maybe because of the nuclear situation there and so forth. But I couldn't help to wonder what the future holds for them. And same with the Bible. You put yourself in their shoes and what they must be going through. And we have times like that. We have times where we struggle. We have times where we don't know, what to do or where to go, and what awaits us. Even in this economy, even in this day and age, we wonder what the future holds, what our destination is, and everything seems so volatile. But there's one thing that is constant. There's one thing that doesn't change. The Lord is constant, and He never moves. He doesn't change. Malachi 3:6. The Bible says, for I am the Lord, and notice it says, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. God's pretty clear that He doesn't change. There's one thing certain, and one thing that doesn't change in this world, and that is that the Lord God changes not. The Lord doesn't change. He's constant. He's opposed to fluid. He's fixed and steady and firm. And Hebrews 13:8, the Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. So the world will change, and things in the world will change, and people will change, but God will not change. He says, I change not, for I am the Lord, and that's a wonderful thing. When you look at the tragedy that happened in Japan, first in the earthquake of 8.9 magnitude, some say 9.0, it brought those cities down. If you look at some of the pictures, I mean, it's just what a terrible thing. Then the tsunami that comes through and taken out most of everything in its path. And I'm talking about cars, homes, boats, buildings. And then upon that, you put the thousands and thousands of the people that are dead and missing. And I heard over 10,000, and who knows, those numbers may have grown even now. And then if that's not enough, then you have the nuclear reactors and the meltdown that they've been experiencing. I think even now it's stable, but there's been a lot of damage that has been done. No food, no water, no homes, and all the schools in the areas are used for shelters. And my thought comes to me, and again, where do these people turn? Where do they go to? Where would you go to if we experience a similar situation here on this earth, in the United States? I mean, I look at the way that they have handled this situation. By the way, I'm totally amazed at how they have responded to that. But the question, it's all shock. You know, it's all this. You know, you can't believe it, but after a while, you return to reality and you realize, hey, where do we go from here? You know, what do we do now? We look at, and in the States, some of the times that have been devastated by cities that have been devastated by hurricanes, Katrina in Louisiana and others, and you know, where do we go from here? When all the dust settles and all the shock has worn out, and all of a sudden you begin to get your feelings back and your sensitivity back, where do you go? Where can they go? And again, my mind came back to Psalm 46, where the Bible tells us and teaches, you know what, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And again, I look at those words and I realize, wow, you know what, there's comfort there, there's strength there, there's the fact that God is still in control, the fact that God is still on the throne and God is still in sovereign. He still has all the power and he can do anything. And I thought about that God is our refuge. And of course, the word refuge means shelter and, you know, protection from danger, shelter from the time of storms. And you know what? It's a wonderful thing that, you know what? When things go wrong in our lives, when things, whether it be fire, whether it be death, whether it be financial struggles, health issues, doctor says that you have cancer, where do we go? I'll tell you where we go. We go to God. Why? Because God is our refuge and our strength. We here have a place where we can go to get help and to get strength and to get refuge, to get cover from the storm, and that is God, and that's a wonderful thing. We sing the song, a shelter in a time of storm, and we certainly do have that. You know, the song, the Lord's our rock, in him we hide. Why? Because he's a shelter in a time of storm, and that's a wonderful thing. I thought of, you know, and I thought of Japan, and it's certainly going through a terrible time. Terrible storm. I mean, you can't plan this. I mean, this is something that you would watch on TV and you say, boy, how horrific, but realize that it's just a movie or it's just a make-believe. No, this isn't make-believe. This is the real thing. Where will they find their shelter? Where will they find their strength? And God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I thought about the time when I was working in Chicago, and I remember I was had a good friend. His name was Fabian Alzate, and I think my wife remembers this story. Somebody had given us tickets to the Chicago Bears football game. Back then, they weren't as good as they've been in the last year or so. Back then, they were not very good. They, you know, the standing joke around there was, how do you keep a bear from your backyard? Well, you put a goalpost up there. You get it? Because they won't enter into an area that's got a goalpost. Okay, that was funny then, and it's still funny now. But we said, hey, let's go to the football game. So we decided to go. And then it was Chicago and the traffic. And, I mean, it's, listen, God bless Richmond and Virginia. There's no traffic here compared to cities like Chicago. There's no traffic here compared to cities like Miami. You know, we'll go through a working zone and we'll have to wait and we'll go slow and it'll take us 15, 20 minutes to get, you know, and in Chicago, Miami, it's, you can multiply that by hundreds and it's that bad. But so we decided that we weren't going to drive. We decided that we were going to take the train. the train. And we went to Gary, Indiana, and we parked and took the rail there that was taking us to Chicago to the stadium, to the Bears Stadium. And we did that, and we got there. Man, we were so excited. You know, you seldom ever get to go to a football game because a lot of the football games are played on Sunday. This football game, I think it was played on Monday. I think it was Monday night or Thursday. It was something other than Sunday. And so we got there to the game, and we got our seats, and we were so excited. I hadn't been to a professional football game. I can't remember who they were playing. Maybe they were playing the Packers or somebody. I can't remember. No, they were playing the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns. And so it was Chicago against Cleveland, and we were there. Do you remember that? It was hard to forget. Have I told this story here before? So we were there in the stadium, and all of a sudden, you know, it started, the temperature began to drop a little bit, and all of a sudden we saw these clouds start to roll by, storm clouds start to come by. And of course, you know, just like everybody else, you kind of look up and you say, wow, I wonder if it's going to rain. And boy, did it rain. Now here's the thing, it's football. You know, you play football in the snow, you play football in the rain, you play football, you know, during hurricanes. You play football all the time. So we said, no problem, we'll just sit it out. Now, there were some people that were prepared. Some had brought their umbrellas and stuff like that, but I don't think we had anything. And it started to rain. And I mean, we were getting wet, but he said, it's okay because this thing will just pass through and, you know, they'll continue the game because football is played in the rain and in the snow and in all sorts of condition in the dark. And boy, it started to rain, and we got soaked and soaked. I mean, we're there in the stadium. We went down for a little, get some cover. And but you know what? I know you're not going to believe this. And it rained so bad, and it stormed so much that they canceled the game. Yeah. And here's the thing. You know, if I knew they were going to cancel the game, I would have gone downstairs and stayed dry. But I said, oh, you know, this is just a game. We don't get to do it very much. And you know, we got soaked that I think it was the first or second quarter. I can't remember. We got completely soaked. But that's not the worst thing of it. We didn't drive. So we had to walk to the train lines. And guess what we did? We got soaked there. I remember riding in the train. It was one of those fast trains, whatever. And I mean, it was freezing in there. Do you remember? I mean, it was cold. It was freezing because you're soaked. Your wallet's soaked. I mean, everything on you is soaked. And you know what? All that time, we tried to find shelter in the stadium. We got a little bit of shelter in the train, but the place where we got shelter was when we got home, and we took off those wet clothes and we changed. And you know what? In life, when we go through those storms in life, and when we do get soaked, and we get cold, and we're terrible, we're irritated, you know, I'll tell you where you can go. You can go to God. God is our refuge and strength. You know, He's strength from the refuge from the elements, from the hail, from the snow, from the heat, whatever it is. God is our refuge. He's our shelter. He's our protection in a time of storm, in a time of danger. Then the Bible says there in verse 1, He's also our strength. And that's a wonderful thing because we need strength day in and day out. I don't know about you, but I need strength all the time. And God is our strength. He's the one that gives us that strength. You know, that's why the Bible is so important. You read it and it strengthens you. It encourages. It quickens you. The Bible says that the Word of God is quick and powerful. And you know, we need that because sometimes we drag. I was talking to Brother Fritz. He worked last night. He said, Preacher, I'm tired. And I said, Buddy, I hear you. I'm pretty whooped myself, but God gives us strength. He gives us power and strength for the day, strength to keep going, strength to help others, and strength for our children, for our spouses. You know, and I thought those people in Japan, they need strength. Where do they go to get that strength? I'll tell you where they can go. They can go to God. God is our refuge, and He's our strength, and we need that strength. This in just a few days. Of course, it'll be a year in April 1st that Mom passed away, and after only being two days in the state and so forth, you know, I know that's got to be difficult for Dad. I know that's got to be tough for him, and harder for him than it. I mean, she was my mom, but that was his wife. I saw her, you know, a few times a year. He saw her every day. And where do we go when we need that strength? The Bible says God is our refuge and our strength. You know, whatever your situation is, and again, to you today, and again, I thought of the people in Japan, hey, guess what? When we need that strength, when we need strength, God is there. When we need refuge, He is there for you. He is He's that Heavenly Father that wants you to come to Him, and He wants to put your arm around Him. He wants you to put His arm around you and hug you and hold you and said, hey, you know what? Everything's going to be all right. The same way that we comfort our children, the same way that when they come and they scrape their knee or they break their wrist or they have problems and their heart's broken and they come to mom and dad, what are they looking? They're looking for comfort, and you want to comfort them and you want to hold them and you want to hug them. That's what God wants to do. He wants to be a present help. He wants to be a refuge. He wants to be a strength to you. And you know, whatever your situation is, whatever your difficulty is, whether it be finance, whether it be health issues, whether it be whatever it may be, God is there for you. He wants to be your refuge. He wants to be your strength. And whatever your circumstances, He is there. And notice, thirdly, He's a very present help in trouble. The word present there, it means that that He'll come forth. He'll come to your need. When you call Him, He'll be there, and He'll appear. And that's a wonderful thing, because we need when we need help, we need it now. You know, sometimes you know, people will call me and preacher, I need your help. And sometimes I can help, and sometimes I can't. Sometimes I'm able to be there, and sometimes I'm not able to be there. And But God says, you know what, He's a very present help. And that means when you need Him, the time that you need Him, the time that you're desperate for Him, the Bible says He'll be there. God is a very present help in trouble. Look at Psalm 121. Psalm 121 in your Bibles. Boy, I hope that you use the scriptures to comfort you. I hope that in times of need that you will turn to the scriptures and get help and get comfort. Psalm 121, look at verse number 1. Notice what the psalmist said here. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from who? The Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now listen, if God is able to make the heavens and the earth, if God is able to hang that moon like He did last night, and to take care of the world and the sun to rise in the east and set in the west and doesn't change. If God's able to help during those times, guess what? He can certainly help you in your time. Look at verse number 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee, notice, he that guardeth thee, that protect thee, will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. You know, if you've ever tried to stay awake for an extended period of time, it's very difficult to do. And, you know, the disciples were an example. The Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus went and prayed with them, they could not stay awake. They could not keep watch. And you know what? It's difficult for us to keep watch. But my Bible says that God will always have an eye on you. God will always be watching. The Lord, which is thy keeper, thy guardian, which is thy refuge and thy strength, and the very present help, the Bible says that God will not sleep nor slumber, and as He protects you, as He guards you. Verse number 5, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Why? Because He is a very present help. So God's our refuge. He's our strength. He's a very present help in time of trouble. And then look at verse number 2. Knowing this, knowing the fact that, guess what, that God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help. He's going to be there when we need Him right then. Verse number 2 says, because of this, therefore will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, therefore will not we fear. We're not going to fear. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to shake and quiver, and we're not going to be removed. Listen, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, verse 3 tells us we're not going to fear. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to fear. Why? Because God's our refuge. Why? Because God's our strength. Why? Because God is a very present help. You know, What are you worried about this morning? What are you fearing? What are you afraid of? When we look at all that is taking place, by the way, it's not the first time that it happens with the radiation exposure and the nuclear. And for the folks in Japan, when we see what they're facing, what is it that troubles us that's of that magnitude? Whatever it is, God can help you. Why? Because God's our refuge. He's our strength. He's a very present help in time of trouble. Psalm 119, don't turn to it, but let me just read it to you. It says, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. And, you know, God's our refuge. We should have no fear. God is our strength, and we should go to him for strength, for encouragement. That's why we should read the Bible and study it. Why? Because it is he that strengthens us, he that encourages us. He's our refuge, our strength, and a very present help in times of trouble. The word of God is so important. That's why we're to read it. We're to reread it. We're to study it and memorize it and meditate on it. And in Psalm 119:49, the Bible says, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. He said, hey, this is where I get my comfort. The psalmist says, that word that you gave me have given me hope and given me comfort in times of a quick affliction, and has quickened me and energized me and strengthened me. And you know, and I thought, man, that's exactly what Japan needs. I thought of Psalm 91. Look at Psalm 91, soldier psalm. Notice what the Bible says in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What is that? That's that refuge that God has for you. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, under his wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You look at passages like that. You look at passages like John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. What's Jesus doing? Talking to his disciples. He gathered them together. He says, listen, you don't need your heart to be troubled. And wraps his arms around. Why? Because the time was going that he was going to depart. The time was happening that he was going to leave. And he knew that they were going to be crushed. And he knew that they were going to be brokenhearted. And he was trying to be that refuge for them, and that strength for them, and that very present help in times of trouble. In times of need, man, you know, we need to run to God. We need to run to the Bible and to these passages. You know, for you, it may be different. For you, it may be something else, but guess what? You run to those passages that comfort you and strengthen you and gives you that power that you need to keep going. I run to the Bible. I love the Bible, and you'll get comfort from them. Why? Because God is our refuge. He's our strength. He's a very present help in times of trouble. What do we do then? Well, look at verse number 10. Go back to Psalm 46. Look at verse number 10. In verse number 1, he says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse number 2, he says, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. He continues to go to verse 10. He says this. He says, as a result of all this, as a result that God is our refuge, he's our strength, he's a very present help in times of trouble. Verse number 10, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And so, you know, so we need, God says, hey, that's patience. And, you know, that's very hard for me. Because, man, I want to act right away, and I want to make decisions right away sometimes when we struggle, when we have issues. And God says, hey, you stand still. Don't move. Don't do anything. Don't change anything. Realize that I am God, he says. Realize that I am the Lord. I'm Jehovah God. I'm the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the great I am. He says, you just watch me and allow me to work. You got issues, come to me. You got trouble, come to me. You want refuge and you want a place of cover from the rain and from the hail, from the storm, you come to me. I'm refuge. I'm your refuge. I'm your strength. You need strength to go another day, and sometimes we do. Sometimes we get so beat up that we need some strength. You come to me, God says. I'm your refuge. I'm your strength. I'm a very present help. You need help, you come to me. Why? Because I'm a very present help in time of trouble. I'll close with this. Go to Psalm 23. Very familiar psalm. Again, another one of the psalms that you go to in time of need. Psalm 23. David wrote this. And no doubt he remembered the days of his youth when he guarded the sheep and kept the sheep. And God used that experience in his life to pen down this psalm. Psalm 23, look at verse number 1. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Verse number 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Right now, though, the people in Japan, as they walk through that the shadow of death, and that really as they walk through death, and death on their right hand and death on their left hand, they that have the death all over them, death surrounding them, you know, over 10,000 are missing or dead, and they haven't even completely dealt with that. And then you have the nuclear disaster and the effect that it's going to have on at least some of those people. And Lord willing, boy, that situation is stable and hold and hopefully it'll gone down. But what do they do? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou art with me. Why? Because God is with you. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear. You know, we all go through situations. And by the way, you said, boy, I'm glad that's in Japan, and I'm glad it's not here. I'm glad that that's in Libya, and I'm glad that it's not here. Listen, for by the grace of God, we could go through some of the same things that they're facing. And God forbid, but if we do face those times, we need to understand that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Father, I pray that you bless this morning. Lord, help us to realize the importance that, Lord, you're the shelter and the refuge that we can take with us and that we can bring with us wherever we go. Lord, you're just a call away, and Lord, you're just a step away. The Bible says, draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. And Lord, God forbid, but if we ever face those situations, Lord, may we realize that our refuge and that our strength and that our help is with you. It's with the Lord God. Lord, we can go to shelters, and we can go home, and we can lock the doors, and we can arm ourselves and we can protect ourselves and all that, but our refuge still lies with you. Our strength still lies with you. Our help, it's you. You're the one that can give us the refuge that we need and give us the strength that we need and give us the help that we need. Oh Lord, help us to realize that it is you that who we ought to come to. It is you that who we ought to find refuge in and help in. You're the one that will comfort the brokenhearted. You're the ones that will heal the sick. You're the ones that will give wisdom to the simple. You're the one, Lord, that'll provide that cover and provide that shelter in times of desperation, in times that we're desperate for need. So help us to come to you, Lord, and during those times. Help us to see the need, to run to the scriptures and run to those passages. And that's why we ought to know them. We ought to know where they're found so that we can go to them and read them and study them and meditate on them in those times where we are desperate in need of help. Lord, bless this morning. Bless our people. Lord, help us to realize the importance of coming to you for help and for refuge and for strength. Lord, bless this morning. Work an invitation.